That brings us back to Jean Delannoy, that finder of saints who the chronology truthers like to place amongst their ranks. I don't think he belongs there, and my reasoning dovetails quite nicely with why I'm telling you about this subject in the first place. And why is that? The chronology truther movement is painfully obscure. I mean, compared to the flat earthers, they're barely a blip. I think it's possible that this episode is as much press as the whole movement has gotten in the last several years. And this show, guys, this show is very small. Still, why give them that small amount of press? Most of the time when I tackle an idea, it has some impact, some bearing, some import on the world. There are ideas that must be understood in order to rationalize the actions and beliefs of the people who held them. But the sphere of influence of even the most popular of these time confederates is perishingly small. Still, I think there's an allegory to the chronology truthers that's valuable and worth examining, because it's an instinct that we see time and time again, not just in history, but in ourselves. So, back to Jean Delannoy. Lannoy recognized a problem, that the lives of the saints as recorded in church and popular literature were riddled with holes, incongruities, and errors. So he worked, as best he could, to correct things. That meant toppling a lot of received wisdom, questioning sources, and critically examining the historical record. What it didn't mean was imposing his own baseless nonsense on top of the baseless nonsense he exposed. And that is why Jean Delannoy doesn't count as a chronology truther. It is indeed right and salutary to be skeptical of what it is we think we know. This show is nearing 100 episodes now, and the nearest thing we can take to a universal moral is a question rather than a statement. What makes you so sure? A sense of surety is the most dangerous enemy of truth, but there are two kinds of false surety. There's the kind that comes from a lack of questioning, from uncritically absorbing whatever information is handed to it, but the other kind is just as insidious. It's an instinct that corrupts skepticism and criticality. You can see it very clearly at play with the chronology truthers. There is, if we look the matter straight on, a whole lot about history that we simply do not know, and a good lot of stuff that we think we know, which we probably don't. Acknowledging and exploring that is great and healthy, and also, I've found, pretty fun. But the trick is what comes next. The danger is in becoming cynical. Or really, it's the vulnerability that comes along with cynicism. It's when we say, well, who knows, in order to pass on our own agenda. Who knows what really happened in the European Dark Ages? So how about there was a global conspiracy of Benedictine monks to invent all of Western history in order to cover up that Jesus Christ was born in the 13th century and every 5,000 years the earth blows up? Well, that's pretty absurd and nakedly bad logic, but we see milder versions of the same fallacy all the time. Doctors get things wrong, therefore I believe in homeopathy. Science is mistaken every day, therefore I don't believe in evolution. The universe is full of things we don't understand, so why can't astrology be real? This is the stumbling block of postmodernism. Recognizing that our systems of knowledge aren't compatible with truth is wise, but extrapolating from that every idea is basically as good as every other idea is worse, even than the things we try to replace. Just because we're not good at determining the truth doesn't mean that we can just decide on whatever truth we prefer instead. Being properly skeptical means being less sure, not just sure in a different direction. Or, to put it another way, the duty of the man who investigates the writings of scientists, if learning the truth is his goal, is to make himself an enemy of all that he reads and, applying his mind to the core and margins of its contents, attack it from every side. He should also suspect himself as he performs his critical examination of it, so that he may avoid falling into either prejudice or leniency. That's the advice Ibn al-Haytham gave us. Why the chronology truthers don't count him among their ranks, I couldn't say. Perhaps because he lived in a century they believe never happened.